The amendment, named after its sponsor Todd Tierhart of Kansas, restricts the access of cities and police from tracing gun data unless it involves a specific crime. Mayors of Green Bay, Milwaukee, Superior, Racine, Wauwatosa, Waukesha, Stevens Point, Madison, and Kenosha have all signed on opposing the bill, led by New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Proponents say it protects the Second Amendment and privacy of gun owners, but Bloomberg criminal justice aide John Feinblatt says police only want to trace illegal guns, so the right to bear arms doesn't apply.
Absolutely not. I mean, we really should get the record straight here. We're talking about crime guns. We're not talking about guns that are owned by hunters or shooters. The only thing in this database are guns that were used in crime.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says the Tierhart Amendment would also prosecute police if they trace data without proof that they're investigating a specific crime.
So now all of a sudden the police become the ones that we're questioning. And I'm thinking, whose side is Congress on it? Is it on the side of the gun traffickers or is it on the side of the police?
Former Superior Police Officer and current Duluth Mayor Herb Bergson says the Tierhart Amendment would also increase urban crime from illegal guns.
This is truly the good guys against the bad guys. The gun dealers are out in force on this one, and we, the mayors and police, are on the other side saying this is insanity.
House Appropriations Committee Chairman Dave Obie of Wisconsin was unavailable for comment, but has voted in favor of this amendment, saying it protects the privacy of gun owners. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.